Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On this show tomorrow, Rob Ninkovich, who is on with us every Wednesday during the NFL season and hopefully will be on time tomorrow for 8:20. So that is coming up tomorrow. Shime, how many pairs of VIP passes can I give away for the sold-out 10th annual Lobster Trap Oyster Bash, which is happening on Sunday on the Cape?
We can give out two pairs today.
So and let's do one now early.
Let's do it.
Okay.
By the way, going to be spectacular weather on Sunday. May even be in the 70s.
Really?
Wow.
It is an oysters day to party. Sorry for the oysters that aren't going to be around, but everybody's going to enjoy them.
Well, I got to thank our guy Dave down there. Not only did he host a road show and have everybody out the night before at Trading Post for Bar Pizza, but this year, as he did last year, he is taking all of the proceeds from their annual Oyster Fest and giving it to the Greg Hill Foundation and our beneficiaries. So I will be there with Linz and with Bullet, and I will be taking advantage of the gigantic cauldron of paella that they prepare all day long at the Oyster Bash. I don't know if you like paella.
The best part about this paella, I'm going to sound like a total douche, and I don't care. The socarrat, where they crisp the rice on the underneath, it is dynamite.
You nailed that.
Thank you.
I don't want to be around.
Thank you, Courtney.
But it is, it's the biggest pan of paella that one has ever seen.
And
it cooks all day long, and it is... it's life changing. So,
what country is paella from?
I believe that is Port. Is it Spain or is
I believe Courtney's right.
Portugal. I didn't know if it was Portuguese or or Spanish.
It takes like a half hour. It's like a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
But once it's there, it's fine.
They do it. They do it for a couple hours. So, okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
If you want to come hang with us, we would love to see you on Sunday. Be caller number 9 on the contest line right now at 617-931-0937, and you will win a couple VIP passes for Sunday. They got music and drinks and all that stuff, so I can't wait.
And Greg,
yes.
I am often critiqued for being negative at times.
Yes.
And I rip the certain nachos and Keen.
Yes.
Trading Post Lounge, Dave's son, I don't remember his name, but he's like 6'9". He specifically made the nachos for James and the whole crew, and they were... superb. Cheese on every chip, not burnt on top, and it was the best order of nachos I have had. So if you're in the area and you want a little post-game or pre-game, Trading Post Lounge nachos are excellent.
They are to die for. All right, Chime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Catches Law. At Catches, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, and they stand beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, then call Catches today or go to CatchesLaw.com. What's up first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, in this almost coaches-themed They Said It today, let's begin with Mike Tomlin, who is just taking shots at the Cleveland Browns. Here was Mike Tomlin.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
It's not wrong.
Well,
you ain't lying, right?
Yeah. It was kind of wild. I mean, we'll see how it works for them. But
why does everybody every year say Tomlin's going to be fired? Ken said that after a game this year that everybody
picked, did.
Like, yes,
he's 4-1 again.
He's all the guy does is win, yeah.
But he doesn't win in the postseason. I think that's where the Pittsburgh Steelers fans have the biggest gripe with Mike Tomlin.
He's won one Super Bowl, correct?
Right, but that was more of a
Cowher's
team, and he won that like right at the beginning of his. Similar to Harbaugh in Baltimore. He won that right at the beginning of his tenure.
And then he made one 2010 into 2011.
Yeah, and then that was against...
Packers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers won. So,
I just think the Rodgers-Tomlin combination is weirdly good in that, like, Tomlin seems to game plan, especially when he's an underdog, game plan really well to help the team win in the regular season. And Rodgers, as Bill aptly pointed out a couple years ago when they played the Packers, like Rodgers still, to this very day, can just make some throws that only Aaron Rodgers can make. And those two things alone help them win games they probably have no business winning.
But if they fire Tomlin at the end of the year, like many in Pittsburgh want, they're not going to get an upgraded coach.
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to fire him.
No, they're going to get one of the young, you know, up-and-coming coordinators who's hot at the time. How'd that work for Miami?
Didn't
work for Miami.
Worked well for the Rams, though, and worked well for the 49ers.
Looks like it's working well for Jacksonville.
Worked well for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Yeah, O'Connell's changed that whole thing. Like, if the Bills got Tomlin today, wouldn't you feel better about them?
Way better.
Yeah.
Also, Aaron Rodgers, I hate saying this, but it seems like maybe he was right about Aaron Glenn when he was tooling on Aaron Glenn.
Man, that team.
Thanks. Yep.
Dance meme down the sideline has not stood the test of time.
No.
Will they win a game this year? Like, they have maybe two or three winnable games left on their schedule.
I thought it was going to be different because I played with Aaron Glenn. He's a great guy. Like, he had that motivation. It's just like.
But it was kind of a dink move to make Aaron Rodgers fly all the way across the country and then to say, hey, we're going in a different direction. Can we get the messaging out to the way we want it?
You know what? F Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was saying it.
I call it like I see it. Yeah. And it was kind
That's
of
That's not something to do was, over the phone, though.
You guys were criticizing me.
It's not. You're a franchise quarterback. Like, there's no way.
How did it work out for them? Not so well.
No, that's not why they're losing games.
They're terrible, but the same thing, like, to complain about that is crazy.
But they have so many first-round picks on defense, and that defense is so bad. They still don't have a takeaway, do they?
Don't have me fly all the way across the country just to tell me, oh, we're going in a different direction.
Yeah.
Like, that's, and I was on that from day one.
Send me a voice note.
Something, yeah, like, hey, listen.
Do it in a hell note.
Tell my agent, hey, we're going in a different direction. Just let Aaron know.
Right, if a place paid me $100 million to work 10 days and they asked me to fly across country to fire me, I'd say I'll walk.
I don't care if they pay me a billy. I'm not doing it.
I could have zoomed it.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, you brought up Mike McDaniel. Let's hear from Mike McDaniel. He spoke talking about the Tua Tagovailoa comments, which we actually played yesterday in They Said It, about guys not even showing up to players-only meetings or showing up late. Here was Mike McDaniel.
It doesn't surprise me, whatever reaction. I think, regardless of an intent and, what was onto his mind after a loss as the franchise quarterback, that's not the forum to displace that. I think he knows that now. I do honestly believe it was not, there's no ill intention, but you're talking about, I think, kind of a misguided representation of player orchestrated film sessions. And the bottom line is no one's going to be happy and always is looking for reasons for failure to succeed. So you're trying to look for reasons that you can attribute to losses, and there's a heavy as the crown of being a franchise quarterback. I think what I do know is that he's directly communicated with a lot of guys, starting with last night, and that's what teammates do, and you live and you learn, and ultimately I look at it like everything else. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Wow.
I honestly could barely parse through what he said.
He has, you could tell.
That was like Wiggy's tease for his lead.
Yeah. He got no social skills.
No, he's like looking at it like everything else. Yeah. He sounds
he's got no
like
social skills. There's no way. He was one of those kids that just buried his face in a book.
But see, the problem is he's afraid even, like, he's doing the right thing. He's basically, he wants to stand up there and say, Tua should be putting it on himself first, and if he wants to add the fellas in later, fine. He wants to say that, but he can't really say that because he's afraid of Tua. He's
He wants to be Dan Campbell, but there's zero power and emotion behind his words.
There's no fear.
No.
But he's not a leader of men, nope. as we like to say, nope. Shime, in the NFL.
Wiggy, you're uniquely qualified to answer this. Can quarterbacks evolve from what happened, or are the guys in that room like they're just done with Tua after they were publicly called out?
No,
like, can you learn that, and like Tua, could he get back into the good graces of his teammates or no?
I don't think so. I think that Tua says that, and I think Tua knows that he don't rock with a lot of dudes in that locker room, and a lot of guys are like, I don't rock with Tua. And once you have that, it's over. It is over.
He's dead man walking.
And then your coach has like really, he just has no social skills. Like he don't know how to relate to people. He don't know how to talk. And you're talking about athletes who come from a different world, a lot of them. So you got to know how to be able to communicate with them on a level that they know.
They need to check what's in the vape. Like, there's no way that it's vape in the vape. It's
yeah, but it can't. Strong. That ain't
it's,
just from
it's
the weed.
The pineapple express is in the vape.
No, that ain't from the weed.
Every single day.
What do you think would happen if we gave Jackson McDaniels vape and McDaniels Jackson's vape?
All right, what's next?
Well, let's go to a coach that we are intimately familiar with. That would be one, Bill Belichick, down at UNC. He spoke at a press conference, and he talked about the learning curve that's involved with being a college coach compared to the NFL. Here was Bill Belichick.
People have that are saying that, but I think anybody that's around it on a daily basis would see that. And I'm sure the players all see the improvement they're making as this coaching staff.
Hey Bill, like last game was 28-3 after the first quarter, people clearing out after halftime. Statistically, UNC has gone from a perennial bowl contender to statistically one of the worst teams in college football right now. And people in this building are upset. Fans are upset. The people that brought you here stuck their necks out to bring you here. I mean, can you acknowledge, you're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a learning curve. We're all in it together, but we're making a lot of progress. And the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So I'm very confident in that. Players are working hard. They're getting better. And we're going to continue to do that and improve.
It's tough.
He is back to his old ways.
Yeah.
That sent a chill down my spine.
Oh, really?
What, the anxiety of
well,
asking?
Well, I mean, it's just like...
the anxiety of asking that question?
To lay it all out in front of him, like Bill doesn't know that people are calling for his job and stuff, was, I mean, big balls on that guy.
That was our friend Pat Welter.
Oh, it was?
Yes. It was.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is enemy number one for Bill Belichick right now.
Yeah, you can't coach those kids like you could coach in the league. Just don't work. Don't work with college kids like that.
Could you imagine if a player told Bill, it'll work because it's worked everywhere else I've been. I don't need to listen to you.
Trust the process.
You know, the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So,
Follow-up. Could you explain that, Coach?
Like, how long is eventually and will you still be around for it when it eventually happens, Bill? All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, one more coach that got a little upset with media. Joe Mazzulla the other day talked to some reporters and is already fed up with questions about three-pointers. Here was our guy and Wiggy's hopefully leader of this good Celtics team, Joe Mazzulla.
You guys have taken a lot of threes because your personnel has allowed for it these past few years. You guys are employing a faster-paced style this year. Is the process of getting to those changed at all because of the faster pace? Does it lend to it differently, or is it just the same process?
I've answered that question 100 times. Find the two-on-one, make the right play versus the two-on-one. It's that simple. Could be a three, could be a layup. Find the two-on-one, do it. I've answered that for 2 years now. Find the two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Are there two shooters on the two-on-one? There's two shooters on the two-on-one, you pass, you get an open shot. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one, you cut. You create a two-on-one in a different way. I've answered that for 3 years. Why do we keep asking that? And then create 2-on-1s, find a 2-on-1. Everybody should be able to answer that question verbatim based on my answers to that question for almost 3 years now. What's our offensive philosophy? Create 2-on-1s. What do you do when you create the 2-on-1? Read it. Find it. Last year there was 38% three-point shooters in a 2-on-1 situation, so it was a pass-pass shot. This year there may not be a 38-40% three-point shooter on a 2-on-1 situation, so that 2-on-1 may be created off a cut, and then you can create a 2-on-1 in a different way than the cut allows us to get an offensive rebound. I don't understand. Why is it so hard? I said it for 3 years. I mean, you just keep ignoring what I said. Find a 2-on-1, make the right play versus a 2-on-1. For however long I'm here, that will be the offensive philosophy.
Well, we ask it. We ask it because you launch more threes than any other team in the NBA. That's why we ask it.
That they do.
I mean, I understand.
In season form,
find the 2-on-1. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes the 2-on-1 might lead to a launching of the three. So
I mean, they're not a team that goes inside.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the ball a lot and draws the foul and
what's the point of that?
It works for them.
Yeah.
Getting angry?
Like,
or
it's October. Why are you in a mood?
Because it's Jiu-Jitsu Joe. He's always in the mood.
What?
He's Jiu-Jitsu.
It wasn't asked in an adversarial way. A kid asking a question.
He said he's been answering it for two or three years.
Well, you coach basketball. There's only so many ways we can talk about it, bud.
Well, it's a 2-on-1. You should know it, Curtis, by now. 2-on-1, yeah. Whatever that plays out.
Pass, pass, shoot, or pass, cut.
A follow-up. Yes. The 2-on-1, why does it make you lose to a crappy Knicks team?
Yeah, I mean, it appears oftentimes or sometimes it's a 1-on-1 and the guy is launching the three from half court, but that's okay. All right. Well, anyway. Wiggy has him as a top three team in the NBA right now.
I'm believing.
Without Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum will be back.
I understand. Respect. When? When is he back?
January. I told you, January 21st.
So you think Jalen can hold it down until
then? Yeah, I think he can hold it down. They got enough talent on that team to hold it down until Superman returns on the 21st of January.
All right. Well, that is, they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the news with Courtney is next. Including Florida, not like the rest of us, which was apparently the scene of a drive-by cheeseburgering yesterday. And we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.